Boston Public School students are back in session for their first day of classes today. Earlier this morning, we spoke with Boston School Superintendent Dr. Tommy Chang about the logistics of getting a school system up and running after the summer break. And we're joined now by Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, who, along with the superintendent, is visiting several schools today. Mayor, good morning, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks for having me this morning.
So how's everything going so far this morning? Going smoothly?
Well, it's early still, so it is going smoothly. Started my day in the school bus yard along with the superintendent. We're going to be visiting several schools today. So far, so good. I mean, as we're driving around the city, it's funny seeing all the young people with their new shoes on and new sneakers on and new clothes on, all excited about the new opening day of school. So it's fun in the city, and I think that the superintendent put together a good plan to make sure that we have as few missteps as possible today.
What's your message to the folks you talked to today, whether they be bus drivers or teachers or students, about school this year?
As far as today, just be patient today. Be patient because, you know, obviously as you move forward, there's going to be a lot of nicks and dings today. So I think that's important. I think as far as the school year goes, we're excited about the school year. We've seen real major improvements over the last several years in the city of Boston. Today we have 600 kids that last year were in a level 3, 4, or 5 school learning that are going into a level 1 and level 2 school today. So we're excited about that. And, I'm excited about Boston being competitive with the charter schools and some of the private schools. I'm excited about that they can actually, we can be competitive with these schools and look forward to challenging our kids and having a good school year.
Students and teachers are going back to a school day that's about 40 minutes longer in Boston this year than it was last year. How do you feel about that, and what are you telling teachers and students about that?
I feel great about that. I mean, we're going to have more instruction for our children and for our young people in the schools, which is exciting. We no longer have the shortest school day in the country. I think that some of our teachers are excited because they'll get a little more time for professional training as well to be able to do different things. And I think that's a good thing. So we're excited about all those different things that are happening in our schools.
Superintendent Chang says the system is focusing on ways to address the achievement gap this year. What do you think should happen along those lines?
Well, I think one of the things that we did that over the summertime was really important. We really pushed a program called Fifth Quarter. After-school summer program, learning program, but it was the summer program. So I think we're going to see a lot of kids that are going to come to school this year. They're going to be really prepared for the school. I think we had over like 10,000, 12,000 kids that went into this program, so they don't lose a step in the summertime. So that helps us close the achievement gap. I think the additional instruction in the classrooms is going to help us close the achievement gap, allowing teachers better opportunities to do a lot more preparation. Is going to help us close the achievement gap. So we've done a lot of work around that to make sure that we continue to work to look at closing that achievement gap. I mean, it's not just closing the achievement gap. It's also making sure that as we close the achievement gap, we're not taking a step back in education.
And what's your message, Mayor Walsh, to teachers and students who might be concerned about the president's decision on the DACA program to phase out the program that protects many immigrant young people from deportation? What's your message to them as they begin this school day, possibly with some anxiety?
We love you. We want you here in the city of Boston. We want you to go to school. We want you to feel comfortable. When you're in our schools, you're safe. You're welcome in the city of Boston, and I think that's a message that we're going to continue to reinforce to people because that's who we are as a city, and that's who we're going to continue to be as a city. What Washington is doing or what they're not doing is very wrong, and what they're doing to our country, and what they're doing to people, young people in our country that are working hard on their education is very sad. But we love you and want you here, and enjoy your school year.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh making stops at a bunch of Boston schools today, welcoming students and teachers back on their first day. Thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thanks, Bob.